This is episode number 2104 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
2002, Halle Berry received the Razzie Award for Catwoman. She actually went, well, no, wait a minute, 2004. I got my years mixed up. She actually went to the Razzies and accepted the award and said that the movie was crap and that she never wanted to get another one of these awards. Okay. Okay. Now, she had won the Oscar 2 years before that for Monsters Ball. And then she gets the Razzie for Catwoman. Well, we're finding out now that she burned her Razzie. she admits.
Oh, really?
She burned it. She she lit it on fire. And I think that's pretty good. Pretty good, you know. I don't know. How do you burn an award? You got to have a smelter. Well, you know, isn't that how they, like, they're all got...
Yeah.
You have to get white hot fire to melt that stuff. I was going to say another word. Sorry. I was going to say another word, not stuff. But yeah, you have to have like white. It has to be white hot. It has to be white hot to melt.
For a Razzie,
metal.
What is the Razzie Award?
Well, it's a. I don't know. I've never seen one, but they're the Razzie. You know, like the raspberry, the raspberry. That's what it's based on, the Razzie. So
right.
Yeah. So it's for really bad stuff. Really bad stuff.
No, I know.
Yeah.
What does the Razzie Award look like?
That I don't know. Oh, you're asking Siri?
I'm asking my phone.
Don't know. I think it looks like a raspberry. She's holding a raspberry in her hand. A golden raspberry.
So,
Yeah. Looks like she's got her Oscar in one hand and the raspberry in another. So.
Well, it's not very big.
No, it's enough.
So I think it'll probably, burn, it'll probably
the wood,
burn pretty fast.
The wood the wood stand would be what burns, would it not?
I would say.
And then the rest would just melt.
Throw it into your fire pit.
There you go.
And it'll kind of get, yeah.
Burn it up. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
At least we solved the problem.
We solved that.
I was dying to know,
that
what is it?
In
I
real
didn't
time.
Even know what it looked like.
Yeah, I know.
God, you think I would too. Anyway, George Clooney recently turned down $35 million for one day's work.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Was that an espresso commercial? Oh my God, $35 million.
Well, yes. Now we all know that Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to do a sequel to Elf.
Yeah, he didn't want to do a sequel to Elf.
Yeah.
And now we're finding out that might be because him and Adam McKay are like no longer.
Oh.
Yeah, they're divorced kind of thing. Comedy wise, I don't even think they're friends.
$29 million.
They're pissed at each
other. Suck it up.
Oh, right? Exactly.
Because you know, the co-star would have at least got $500,000, maybe.
Mom! Meatloaf! Oh, wrong movie. Sorry.
Wrong movie. All right, so George, he can do one better because George recently turned down the offer to do a commercial for an airline.
Commercial.
Uh-huh. But he had ethical reasons to think twice.
Oh, come on, George.
Well, now he talked it over with his wife because she's smart.
No. Okay.
Amal. She's an international human rights attorney.
So she chimed in on this.
And they decided against it.
Oh, okay.
Now, George Clooney.
We know who
he says, quote, "It was associated with a country that, although it's an ally, it's questionable at times."
Ooh.
And so I thought, well,
I wonder what country.
If it takes a minute to sleep away from me, it's not worth it.
Okay. I got to respect that. Not respecting the Nespresso commercials, but I got to respect that. But 35
I haven't seen him on a Nespresso commercial.
Yeah,
recently.
I think that's up.
I think that's done.
Yeah. He's taking the money and running.
Well, it wasn't a Saturday, but it was still a big night for Pete Davidson.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
God, what's
Pete was
doing?
Dressed to the nines.
Ooh.
In a black Celine tuxedo for the red carpet at the Kennedy Center Honors on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Not to honor him. Don't worry.
No, we don't have to worry about that.
It wasn't about him.
No.
Thank goodness.
No.
Kimmy wasn't with him.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
So, in addition to rings and a diamond bracelet from Leighton Jewels.
He was wearing a diamond bracelet?
Of course he was.
Oh, my God. What I have?
He added some of his signature style to the classic look
with a pair of dark sunglasses.
Nothing says, ooh, I'm really cool, like a pair of sunglasses while you're wearing a tux at night.
Celebrities including fellow SNL co-star Colin Jost and wife ScarJo.
Nah, I don't want to talk about them.
They also got glammed up for the event where SNL creator Lorne Michaels was
honored. Oh, that's the reason why. I'm trying to figure out why the heck would Pete Davidson be going to the Kennedy Center Honors.
I would think there would have been quite a few more SNL alum there.
Oh, I'm sure there were. And maybe some SNL alum that, you know, alums, mm-hmm, you know, that aren't on the show anymore, you know.
Well, sure. It's Lorne Michaels.
It's Lorne Michaels. Like, Conan should be there. I mean, he made Conan O'Brien.
That's true.
And many others. Many others. Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks should have been hanging out.
How many years has SNL been on?
48?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
So there's plenty of people that could have gone.
Oh, yeah. And in that time, he's created other shows, including the Conan O'Brien show. So
that's true.
You know, I mean, there's others. But Broadway Video, that's all Lorne Michaels.
But, you know, what does entertainment think about? Oh, it's Pete Davis who's going. Yeah.
And Kim's not with him. And Kim, a little warning. He is a babe magnet.
We don't know why.
We don't know why.
Nope, don't know why.
Let him off your arm, and it could be trouble. This could be the end. So, he might be looking for an older woman. Okay? I'm just going to put that out there. You might not be old enough for Pete Davidson.
That's true. She might not be. And, you know, I wonder if it's like a game to him.
Well, what? Women? No. I think the deal is with him.
And the older women thing.
No. I think he's got a complex. I mean, he's very, very much got a complex.
It's like...
Yeah.
What would we call it? We would call it... Hollywood hopscotch.
Hollywood hopscotch. I think he's got... He totally has a complex of some sort. I'm not a trained, you know,
therapist. Does he? Or is therapist. He just because he can?
Well...
It's like, obviously, it's working for him.
I guess so. I'm trying to remember back to when I was that age. And, well, would I have enjoyed that kind of attention? Well, hell yes. Of course, hello. But at the other side, in the other end of the spectrum, it's like, this is not fulfilling for him. Is it fulfilling, these relationships that are just so-so?
How old is he? He's in his...
28. 27, okay. 28. He's young. Yeah. He's still under 30.
He's
sowing some Gen Z oats with some boomers and some Gen Xers. And some millennials.
He's bridging the generations.
There he is. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
Oh, that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.